Bedtime Bites presents The Enchanted Crown of Petal Valley. In the heart of Petal Valley, where flowers grew as tall as houses and butterflies wore stripes like zebras, there lived a brave young child named Carter who loved three things: climbing trees, asking questions, and wearing their favorite purple boots. One morning, Carter woke to find something extraordinary. All the flowers in Petal Valley had lost their colors. The roses were gray, the sunflowers were silver, and even the famous Rainbow Meadow looked like someone had drained it of every single crayon color. "Oh no," cried Mayor Marigold, the valley's wisest flower fairy. Her usually golden petals drooped sadly. "The enchanted crown has been stolen. Without it, our valley will stay colorless forever." Carter stomped their purple boots determinedly. "Then I'll find it. Where should I look?" Mayor Marigold pointed toward the whispering woods. "The crown belongs to the Valley Queen, who lives beyond three challenges. But be careful. No one has seen her in 100 years. Carter packed a bag with apple slices, a flashlight, their favorite stuffed dragon named Pickles, and marched into the woods. The trees whispered secrets as Carter passed, their leaves making sounds like whoosh and sheesh. Soon, Carter reached a crystal-clear river where an enormous toad wearing spectacles sat on a lily pad. "Halt!" boomed the toad. "I am Theodore Toadsworth, guardian of the first challenge. To cross my river, you must answer this riddle. What is something you can give away every single day and still have more of tomorrow?" Carter sat down to think, hugging Pickles tight. They thought about toys. No, those run out. They thought about cookies. Definitely not enough of those. Then Carter smiled. "Kindness," Carter exclaimed, "and hugs and smiles. You can give those away and never run out." Theodore Toadsworth's eyes twinkled behind his spectacles. "Correct. You may cross." He stretched out his long tongue, which magically became a bouncy bridge across the river. Carter bounced across, boing, 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 giggling the whole way. On the other side stood a tower made entirely of twisted vines. At the top, a window glowed softly. When Carter approached, a silver owl swooped down. "Who dares approach?" hooted the owl. "I am Ophelia, guardian of the second challenge. To climb my tower, you must tell me, what is more valuable than gold but costs nothing at all?" Carter thought hard again. They remembered when they'd shared their crayons with a new friend at school and how happy it made them both feel. "Friendship," said Carter, "and love and helping each other." Ophelia flapped her magnificent wings. "Correct. You are wiser than you are tall, little one." The vines rearranged themselves into a staircase, and Carter climbed up, up, up until they reached the top. From the tower, Carter could see a magnificent garden with a cottage made of woven flower stems. Sitting outside was the most unusual creature Carter had ever seen, a dragon no bigger than a cat, with scales that shifted like opals and smoke puffing from her tiny nostrils. "Welcome, Carter," said the dragon in a voice like wind chimes. "I am Celestine, guardian of the third challenge, and I have been very lonely. The Valley Queen has been asleep for so long, dreaming dreams that never end. The enchanted crown didn't just give color to the flowers, it helped her remember to wake up each day and celebrate the beauty of her valley." "Where is the crown?" asked Carter. Celestine pointed to the cottage with her tail. "Inside, but guarded by the final challenge. You must answer, what can wake someone who has forgotten how to see the magic in ordinary things?" Carter walked slowly to the cottage door, thinking about all the wonderful, normal things they loved, the way more. Ning's sun made everything,